Skip Ewing has spent decades writing songs for some of country music's biggest names, George Strait, Kenny Chesney, Keith Urban, and scoring a few hits of his own along the way. Now based in Wyoming, Ewing is heading to Love and War in Texas on July 27th for a show that blends stories, acoustic moments, and a few surprises. "We've played in Texas many times and loved it," Ewing tells Local Profile. "It strikes me that audiences in Texas have a genuine appreciation for, as well as a real knowledge about country music, and artists and songwriters like myself." A shift in pace. Back in 2012, Ewing stepped away from the typical country scene of Nashville. He sold his house and most of his belongings to focus on horsemanship, a decision that led him to rural Wyoming and eventually back to songwriting on his own terms. The songs are less about chasing radio and more about where his life has taken him. Photo: Skip Ewing, that led to a couple of artistic albums with Kyle Lenning producing with me. Because of his willingness to take a chance, country radio has opened up to the possibility of me releasing a full-on mainstream country music project, Ewing says. "That's what's coming, and we're likely going to release the first single in August of this year. The upcoming set will include a mix of familiar hits, deep cuts, and brand new material, along with a few stories behind the songs." Ewing will be joined on stage by two of his longtime bandmates from Horsepower 307, Josh Matheny on dobro and Asa Lane on percussion. "They're absolute fire," he says. "It's never the same twice." About that dog named Shotgun, Ewing's new single, Road Dog, is a lighthearted, bluegrass-infused track inspired by his real-life dog, Shotgun. "My wife and I live in northwest Wyoming with our dogs and horses, and they're all family," Ewing says. Road Dog is really about how our now-famous dog Shotgun impacts our life, and how much we love having him in it. It connects with dog lovers all over the world. It's straight-up fun and true to life. The track was recorded with a lineup of seasoned session musicians and leans into the kind of storytelling Ewing is known for: grounded, personal, and a little playful. "Dog breath and paw prints, wet nose smudges on the windows," the song goes. "It's one of those things most people can relate to. Anyone who's ever had a dog relates to the lyrics. Hopefully it makes them smile and perhaps even love their dog a little more, if that's possible," Ewing says. A career that spans generations. Over the years, Ewing's songs have been recorded by artists across generations and genres, from Merle Haggard and Reba McEntire to Lainey Wilson and Ernest. His co-written track Would If I Could, originally written with Dean Dillon, is currently charting as a duet by Wilson and Ernest. While he's grateful for the industry recognition, BMI Songwriter of the Year, Grammy and CMA nominations, it's the personal stories from listeners that stay with him. "If I'm honest, the moments that stand out to me most are not the awards and public recognition," says Ewing. "It's the times I've realized someone has chosen words I've written for their gravestone, the times someone came out of a coma because they heard my record or my voice, it's the times I made any kind of positive difference in someone's life anywhere. That's the power. That's the spirit. That's where our hearts and souls live. Still curious, still writing even with decades of success," Ewing says there's still plenty he wants to do. His list of dream collaborators ranges from James Taylor and Bonnie Raitt to John Bellion and Luke Combs. "Don't make me pick," Ewing says. "I have respect for so many." His advice to younger writers is simple. "It can't be done halfway," he says. "Either you're all in, or you're not. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Be you. Don't try to be better than someone else. Work to be the best you can be." That's a philosophy he's still following. These days, whether he's out on tour or riding through Wyoming with his dog Shotgun, Skip Ewing is still finding new things to say, and new ways to say them, even right here in Plano. Don't miss anything local. Sign up for our free newsletter.